We're going to learn the fourth Maimer of Pritzadik on Parshas Vayetze. In these editions, it's page Reish Tzadik. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayele Charona. Medrash Rabba famously asks, why does it have to say Vayetze Yaakov? Tell us, Vayelech, where he goes, where he leaves from. We know where he's coming from. And his departure is not significant. There are all kinds of people leaving at any given day from any given place. All kinds of people are leaving. His departure there is not remarkable. It's where he's going to that's important. So the Medrash answers, Rashi quotes the Medrash, Bizman Shehat Tzadik Ba'ir, when he is there, when the Tzadik is in Be'er Sheva, Hu Haida, Hu Ziva, Hu Hadara. So then he is the glory of the place. He is the luster, the bright ziv of the place. Hadara, he is the beauty of the town of Be'er Sheva. And you feel his presence. He adds so much. He is the source of the glow. He makes the place significant. I mean, really, these three are very different. Ziv is the beauty of the sun or the moon that gives off light. And that means that he's a shining light, an example to other people. The idea of Hod is a sense of awe. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, it says about Moshe that because of Karnei Hod that he had, so it was Vayiru Migesha Selov. And then Hadara means the kavod. I mean, that's just what an honor to be living in and amongst a people who have Yaakov in their midst. But once he's gone, what a terrible effect it has. His absence is felt because in his absence, there's no longer the Hod, Hadar, and Ziv that was once there. And then the Medrash continues. Udikavasa, similarly, when Naomi heads back toward Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk in Rus says, Vateitze min hamakayim, she's leaving Sde Mayav to return to Eretz Yisrael. There too it says that she left. And the Medrash says, there it makes a lot of sense. It makes more sense because Nicha, the Taman, she was the only righteous person. She was the only tzedekis in all of Sde Mayav. Bilvad. She was the only one. Elahacha.
When everybody stays away.
Nicha, in the case of Naomi, makes sense. The Taman lo haisa sham ela oisa hatzedekis bilvad. Elahacha, the heavy Yitzchak v'Rivka, they're left behind. There is Yitzchak and Rivka. So why would the absence of Yaakov have such a striking effect? So the Medrash continues, Loidayim ez chusay shel tzadik, echad l'schusay shel shnei tzadikim. Obviously the absence of Yaakov is significant. Even though Yitzchak and Rivka are left, that's still just Yitzchak. Now with Yaakov gone, you really feel the absence. V'hainu d'kashalai lama kosov v'yeitze. He's explaining the point of the Medrash is, why does it bother saying v'yeitze v'havolai loimar v'yelech Yaakov charana? U'mizeh d'yitziasai haya esek miyuchad u'kameshi kosov b'pirish Rashi. So the point is that obviously his departure is of importance and it was noteworthy therefore. V'yesh l'havin. Lama, l'mayla b'parshas told us, k'siv v'yelech Yitzchak el avimelech melech p'shtim geroro. When Yitzchak has to pick up and leave because of the famine, and he is thinking of making his way out of Eretz Canaan, he leaves. He leaves Charon, or leaves where he was, and he's making his way south. He ends up in the land of the p'shtim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't go farther. Stay, gur ba'aretz hazos. But when he departs, the Torah doesn't say vayetze Yitzchak. Why not? V'lenizkir yitziyasa min hamakayim. V'sham tvei havalei lahazkir yitziyasa min hamakayim. There you really should have said that Yitzchak left, and his departure makes a huge difference, because after all, he was the only one. He's not leaving with someone else left behind, like Yaakov left and Yitzchak's still there, so at least you have one great man. No. Shepano Haida, Pano Ziva, the Shamloi Nish Arashum Tzadik Bimakaimai. There's nobody left but Yitzchak. Excuse me. Yitzchak's gone. There's nobody left. Masha'en Kain Khan, as opposed to this instance where Yaakov leaves, the heavy Yitzchak Rivka. Ukakushis HaMedrash Rabba. As the Medrash points out, it wasn't as if the only great man there is now gone. There was Yitzchak and Rivka. So if earlier Yitzchak leaves, goes to the land of the Plishtim, goes to where Avimelech lives, he goes to Gerar. So then when he leaves, why wouldn't it say Vayetze Yitzchak? V'lomer l'niska hayitzia rak b'Yaakov v'Naomi. Why only by Yaakov and Naomi does the Pasuk say, here in Torah, there in Ksuvim, in the Megillah, does it say that they left, that they departed? And the Medrash says their departure makes such a huge difference, and it's so felt, their absence is so felt. As the Medrash says, Pana, Pana Hoda, Pana Ziva, Pana Hadara. The luster, the beauty, the honor of the place is just not the same. Why only with Yaakov and with Naomi? Acheinyin hu mitam shalaniskar al ha'avais shehoyu shufrei da'adam arishin. Rak al Yaakov. Concerning Yaakov Avinu, Chazal say that he was strikingly similar in his appearance to Adam Harisha, to original man. And shufrei means his beauty was that of Adam Harisha. The Isa B'Gemara, Shehaya me'ein shufrei da Adam Harishon. Ubezayra Kadosh, the Zayra says, the Hava Shufrei udiyaknei da Adam Harishon. He had the beauty of Adam Harishon, and he had the appearance of Adam Harishon, mamish. He looked like Adam Harishon, the Zayra says. V'hainu, the meaning of looking like Adam Harishon is, hainu ka Adam Harishon kodem hakilkul. It doesn't just mean he looked like him in his visage, in his face. It means that there was something about him that was as pure and as correct and as virtuous as Adam, as original man before the sin, before Eitz Hadas. V'lomer le'nizker kein al Avram v'Yitzchak. And why is this not said about Avram or Yitzchak? She'mevadei gam kein tiknu kilkul hanochosh. They certainly did a lot to bring correction to the world and remove the contaminants that had been brought into the world and that had been introduced into man and woman by Nochash. The Isa B'Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah says, Hare ani b'irei es ha'odam t'chilo. First, I'll make Adam. She'im mikalkel yavei Avram v'yitakin tachtov. The intention of God was that I will bring out the great man of Rome eventually. But first, I will create man. If necessary, then there'll be Avraham who will come and do the work to correct what earlier man had done that was so faulty, and what man earlier had destroyed, Avraham will recreate and rebuild. And that means that there's a special relationship. And so, you know, that's like the Medrash that says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes the world, and in Parshas Bereishis it talks about Adam and Chava and the world Behi Baram, and we know that Behi Baram is the same letters as Avraham. Because ultimately, that's the man who's going to be the correct man, or the beginning of the Shalchelis, the chain that will give rise to man as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants man to be. But it's the beginning, and that's the point that the Pritzad is making. Avram is only step one. It's not full, it's not complete, and that image of man is not complete until Yaakov comes along. V'chein Yisa b'zeir HaKadosh, d'amar Avram l'Adam Arishan. Avram says to Adam Arishan, Ano zamin kamei kutche b'richu b'ginoch. I will go before God and argue on your behalf. L'tichsayf l'almin, so that you will not have to be ashamed of your sin in Olam Haba. The Medrash says that when Avram wanted to bury Sarai in the Maros HaMachpelah, Adam and Chava said, whoa, we are going to be really embarrassed now. As it is, we are embarrassed because of our sin. Now you're going to have Sarah and Avram are going to be buried near us. How will we look compared to them? We are going to be more embarrassed yet. So we protest. And Avram says, I will argue before God for your forgiveness. So again, that Medrash is relating how Avram's role is to be a corrective to and stand up, so to speak, in a way that can say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all been fixed. Yeah. Not only should you forgive Adam and Chava, but now it's been corrected. The chet has been metukan, it's been fixed. It's been repaired. The contaminants have been removed from this world. So you see that's Avram's role. But it's his role, but he's just getting it started. Yitzchak certainly, in his greatness, also worked toward the tikkun, the corrective measures needed to remove the dross, the contaminants caused by Nachash. Rak mikol makom le'nishlam ha'tikkun. But the repair has not been completed, even with Avram, even with Yitzchak. Shehare yotza oid pseles mizaram. And that's why Avram has Yishmael, and that's evidence of the fact that the zohama, the contamination, is not fully removed, not as yet. Same thing with Yitzchak, who has his wife gives birth to Esav. V'rak Yaakov avinu alav shalom shehayu kadam arishin kadam akilkol. It's only Yaakov, mitoso shlema. He achieves the complete image of a man, of a great man, of a pure holy man.
And all the kids were good.
The kids were all correct, and all of those qualities that Adam Harishon had, the positive qualities and all the potential is all there in Yaakov. As we learn in Rashi, in this week's parasha, quoting from Bereshis Rabba, where after 7 years, Yaakov says to Lavan, bring me my wife so I will be with her and have children. And the question is, V'haloi kal shebekalim eno emekein? The lowest of the low. Nobody speaks so boorishly. Give me my bride so I can be with her in the ways of a man and wife. It's just so improper. The answer is, Ela lahola talados. The point is, he has no other interest. He's not interested in satisfying himself so much as he's interested in only bringing about the great nation of Israel and continuing to be the father of a nation. V'hainu. Shelo yoda klal mehanoas aguf. Shehu et yoshal nochash. He says, that's exactly what nochash is all about. The contaminant is the yetzahara. Wanting to have love for a personal sense of satisfaction and for joy and that kind of sense of personal need being answered, that's et yoshal nachash. That's all because of nachash. That's exactly what nachash imparted into Chava and Adam. So the Medrash says, Rak, but in the time to come, all that man will have will be, quote, Lev lahotzi basar, v'lo ledavar acher. The interest of man will be to be with woman in order to have children. There will not be the lustful, desirous Yetzahara. This is on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, where the Pasuk says, V'hasiroisi es lev ha'evan mibsarchem, I will remove the heavy, hard stone heart. I will give you the heart of basar. And the idea of the heart of basar is being interpreted to mean that the heart of a man when he's with his wife will be not to satisfy his urges, but will be true to the idea of bringing life into the world, to bring basar into the world. That's what Yaakov was all about. And that's why Yaakov spoke the way he did. He was Just as we just described in the Medrash, it's going to be in the future that a man will be with woman for the sake of bringing about new life. That's why Yaakov Avinu, in total innocence, speaks that way. Because he was already in that way, like man is going to be after Yetzirah is removed from man. There was no shame. They were not wearing any clothes, but they had no shame because there was nothing to be ashamed of. There was nothing that was personally gratifying about being with a woman, and therefore there was no shame to be without clothing, because it was all holy and for the sake of God's will. Yaakov was already there. Yaakov was already in that state of mind, and that's why he says to Laban, bring me my wife so I can be with her. V'chein Yisra b'Gemara. And so the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos says, Ad Gimel Deiros, three generations, Le'paska Zoama Me'aviseinu. The contamination was within us until after Yaakov. And then there's another opinion that says, no, it really only was removed at Har Sinai. It was with us until the Jewish people received Torah, and then it was gone. Even if it's true that the Zohama was only removed at Har Sinai, but it was removed from his, Yaakov's descendants. Either one is true, that it's either with Yaakov there's the complete removal of the Zohama, or with his children and grandchildren. But the point is, it needs to be with Yaakov. Yaakov's achievement is becoming the corrective, the tikkun for Chet, and only Yaakov. Aval Yaakov mitzidoi haya ka'adam arishin kaidam hakilkul. Even if the Jewish people yet were not going to be a nation without the Zohama, but he was without the Zohama. Aval kein nemar b'gemara medrash rabba al Yaakov shahaya keshufre da'adam harishin. That's the meaning of the Gemara when it says he was a man with that countenance, meaning the beauty. Shufre means the shefer. Shfar means the beauty. He was of that kind of a stature of Adam Rishon. Ubezayir Kadosh, shehaya shufre d'Adam Rishon mamish, meaning he looked like him. Who demus Adam she'al hakisei. That is the image of the man on the kisei hakavod. There's a four-headed creature on all sides of the kisei hakavod, as described in the Navi Yecheskel, and the pnei Adam, man's face, is that of Yaakov Avinu. That's why only for Yaakov and Naomi does it say Vayetze. And in the case of Naomi, Vatetze. That's why Mitam Zeh Nichtav Yaakov Yitziyasim Yibar Sheva L'lamdeinu, to teach us Shekol Zman Shehoya Be'ir Hu Ziva Yotzim Yisham Pana Ziva Pana Hadara. Only in the case of someone like Yaakov, because the Ziv is the Ziv of a man who is the image of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. That's the point. It's not just that he was a holy man. And now that answers, of course, why only in the case of Yaakov does it say Vayetze, whereas when Yitzchak leaves and goes to Gerar, the Torah doesn't say Vayetze Yitzchak, Vayelech Gerar. Because it's Yaakov who has this appearance and the effect around him of being Adam Kaidim Hakilko. V'chein Niske Yitziyasa Benami. Similarly, it says Vateitze Nami. Sh'az Yatza Gamrus Ubo Nichlal Nefesh Mashiach. When coming back to Eretz Yisrael with Rus, you have the beginnings of, you have the mother of Mashiach ben David. Shehu Yitakin Kol Pagam Hanochash B'chol Uma Yisraelis. So mentioning it that way is saying this is the beginning of the travels of the mother of the king. And remember, Naomi is considered to be like the mother of the baby that was born, right? The Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom Rak Hu Mitzidoi Tikin kol hapagam. V'hayu ka'adam marishin ka'adam al-kilkul. V'chein po'al shemitas ha'shleima. He was the one who was able to bring back an image of man and became the image of man before the chet. He was the one with mitas ha'shleima who's all children. Shehelid yud beis shvatim shalohayu behen shum daifi. 12 honorable men, no imperfection, no Yishmael or no Esav. V'zochu b'shas matan Torah shepaska zu amason. And by giving them, by the giving of the Torah, they were able to become pure of the contamination and completely absolved, so to speak, and cleansed of any of that effect of the chet etzadas. Avam mikol makim yesh oid tainos al zaroi me et yoshal nachosh. Nevertheless, there still is a certain claim out against man. First of all, obviously, once we slipped away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, Chet HaEgel brought us back into the realm of being imperfect. And in addition, we are also human beings. We are descendants of all of the imperfect people up to Yaakov and all of the imperfect people since Yaakov Avinu. And so we still have Et Yoshal Nachash, meaning the Eitzah. Etya, by the way, means... It means it's the Aramaic for the word etza, meaning the suggestion, the effect, or the infection caused by the contamination caused by nachash. Ad sheyavi Mashiach shehu yitaken hakol, shekol Yisrael yiyu ka'adam rishon ka'adam hakel kol. V'yishchet HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'etzah hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy the etzah hara, v'yavula hamavis lanetzach, and death itself therefore will no longer exist. V'lachein B'yitzias Rus, shehaya kolul bo nefesh Mashiach, Rus, who was going to be the mother of the soul of the Mashiach, comes from and descends from her. Nizke yitziasa shayse roishem shehi ziva ubitziasa panaziva. So therefore, where they are leaving Sde Moav, Naomi and Rus, the Torah says, the Navi, excuse me, Megillah says, Bateitze Naomi. After all, Rus is a product of Naomi. All because of what Naomi does, Rus becomes the mother of the Melech HaMashiach. And about the child Oved that was born, the Pasuk says, the people, her friends said, Yulad ben l'Naomi. She was... not at all, you know, I mean, she was the erstwhile mother-in-law of Rus. But Naomi's given all the credit, and the child is considered to be hers. V'chein, similarly, he gidlasai, she raised Oved. K'may she'nemar, v'tishiseu b'cheika, v'tihiloi lo'i menes. V'l'chein, iske ben ami pana ziva, pana hoida, pana hadara. So what he's saying is that these two instances in Tanakh, where it says that the great person, the great Tzedekus Naomi, the great Tzaddik Yaakov left, only in those instances does it say that with their departure, the absence of that person is so recognizable and so felt in their absence because they are representative of man when man is perfect, of Adam Kedemachet, that shine, that glow, that luster, is of the image of man as God wants man to be. And about them, therefore, it says that when they depart, their departure leaves behind this very great absence, because they are, after all, that image and represent that image of Adam Kodem Achet. In the case of Yaakov, it's the beginning of the achievement of an Am Yisrael that will have none of the Zoyama within us, if not with Yaakov alone, but certainly at Har Sinai, with all of us, at that moment, descendants of Yaakov, receiving Torah, bound up with Hashem in perfection, and no sin, and no capacity to sin at that moment. And then there's Naomi, where from her will be born the Melech HaMashiach, from Rus. And therefore, again, what she represents is this perfect image of the human being. So for these two, specifically, the Medrash says That's why the Torah says, Vayetze Yaakov, Vatetze Naomi, because they are that Hod, Hadar, and Ziv of that which will be restored. What once was, the beauty of Adam, Shufrei the Adam, Yaakov's image in that perfection, and in the case of Naomi, it's the future that she is responsible for and that she succeeds in creating through Rus, the Melech HaMashiach, where with his arrival, man will become, again, without the Lev Evan, only a Lev Basar, only interests in serving Hashem, none of that selfishness, none of that sense of wanting for one's own satisfaction. And that beauty is the future of how man will appear, and it's thanks to Naomi. So therefore, in her case, when she leaves, it says, Vateitze Naomi. And what's so beautiful in this piece is also that, as we said, he points out that when he's asking Lavan to bring Rachel, to bring his wife, and that he should be now finally able to, he should be able to marry her, he describes it as something so basic and or base, and but no, when he says that he wishes to be with his wife, that's because this is not a person speaking out of a base desire to satisfy his needs. On the contrary, it's because he wishes to fulfill his mission of having the children who will become the Beis Yisrael. And that's how he speaks. He is innocently talking that way without having a sense of a Yetzer Hara. And that's a reflection of what the Brit Tzadik says, Yaakov is Shufrei de Adam. He is that beautiful man, that innocent man before the Chet.